Now, if you shop at one of the big two, mm-hmm. that's Coles or Woolies.
Yeah.
I have suggested Aldi and IGA, but you hosed them down.
Had to go.
To go to the big four. You probably know about their reward programs, Coles, Woolies. They're designed to get you spending in the stores and obviously reward you in return. But as always, it's easier said than done. Basically, if you spend $2,000 at Coles and then scan your Flybuys card, you'll get about $10 off. Woohoo!
Yeah, hardly a bargain, isn't it? But before we get too cynical, there are some quirky ways you can game the system to reap some rewards, and that's what we're about here at The Daily Drive, brought to you by the 50 Up Club. Mm. Saving some money, gaming the system, reaping the rewards. To tell us more, we're joined by Michael Ginsberg from Spending Hacker. G'day, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Really well, thank you, mate. So supermarkets love getting us onto these rewards programs. Every time you go to the checkout, they ask whether or not you're a member. It's in their standard patter. Because it's such a great window for them to find out who we are, what we're buying, when we're buying it. Is it worth joining the rewards knowing that the benefits are often minimal for us?
Well, the benefits are minimal only if you use those reward programs the way the supermarkets intend you to. Okay? So if you basically remain loyal to a particular supermarket, you shop at the same, you know, either Coles or Woolies every week, do about the same amount, in like, you know, your average shop is about the same every week, and always scan your Flybuys card or Woolworths Rewards card, then you're probably not going to get much out of that program, because as you mentioned, you need to score 2,000 points before you can get any meaningful reward, and each point is worth $1. So we're talking about $2,000 worth of spending.
Okay, but you know, families, for example, I'm a family,
yep.
you easily spend multiple thousands of dollars across the year, maybe 10, 15 grand on groceries and all the other things that go with it, toilet paper, etc. So, you know, you could, over a year, clock up $150. That's not too bad.
Yeah, you're right. But let's have a look at the numbers. So, as you said in the intro, so for 2,000 points, and that's the same now for both Woolies and Coles, you get $10 worth of store credit, okay? The only difference between the two is that with Flybuys, you can also use it at Liquorland and Kmart and other stores that are part of, you know, the Flybuys program, whereas with Woolies, it's only at Woolworths.
Yeah.
But if you look at the return, I mean, if you get $10 for spending $2,000 of your own money, okay, we're looking at what, 0.5% return?
Yeah.
So that's not very appealing, okay? But, and most people don't know it, there is actually a way to get a much higher return. I mean, I personally regularly receive a 25% return and often as high as 33% return, okay, by essentially gaming the system.
Well, how do you do that? Explain to us how you game the system.
Okay, so people need to understand that as far as those reward programs, there is no person on the other, like the other side, monitoring their spending. Okay, it's all tied into a massive computer, to a massive database, and that database and computer work on a certain algorithm. That is, the purpose of that algorithm is to keep you spending, okay, and also to increase your average weekly spend or average regular spend or average basket size, as they call it. Now, the way that you can actually make these programs work for you is to convince that computer that you are a disloyal customer. So basically, you will not show up, okay, unless they provide you with lucrative offers, okay? And those offers come in the form of bonus points, okay? When you get one point for every $1 spent, that's what's called base point. Mm-hmm. Bonus points is something that you get. So for example, a bonus point, you know, spend $50 and get $500 bonus point. So instead of getting $50 for your spend, you get 500 points, okay? And the more you convince that Flybuys or Woolworths Reward computer that you're disloyal, the better those offers will get.
Right.
And the way you do that is simply, okay, by either not shopping regularly at that particular store. So if you know, if you shop at Coles, try and go to Woolies or Aldi for a while, or, you know, do the other way around with if you shop regularly at Woolworths, okay? And another way, okay, if that is like the supermarket that you always go to anyway because it's convenient for you, you can basically hide your spend, okay? So you can go and shop at a particular supermarket and not scan your rewards card. And then as far as like, you know, the Flybuys computer or the Woolworths Rewards computer, you've never been there.
Wow.
Okay, and that will indicate after you've done it, like, you know, basically after they haven't heard from you for several weeks, like, you know, you haven't put any transaction through their system for several weeks, they will mark you as a customer that is slipping away and basically needs some nudging or some encouragement in order to bring you back into their store.
So it pays to be disloyal is what you're saying, correct, Michael. Be disloyal. How about that? One of the few times in life that it benefits from being disloyal. Michael Ginsberg, the spending hacker, it's been terrific chatting with you. Thanks for joining us on the show.